The advert said, "Healthy young males needed. No previous milking experience necessary. You were looking for a good job during the summer between school, and you couldn't believe the wage that was quoted. It did seem odd that only males were requested. You drove a long way out of town to the location. When you see the barn and lodge, you can't believe the size of them. The doors must be 16 feet tall. Inside the lodge, you nervously look around to see other males that have arrived. You're about to introduce yourself to one of them when you hear my voice sensually booming over all of you. Welcome, my little darlings. I'm so glad you could all make it. Your mouth drops as you turn to see me. I am the most beautiful and voluptuous woman you have ever seen in your life. I'm wearing a skin-tight latex outfit that pours erotically over my ample curves. But that's not the most amazing thing. The most amazing thing is I stand over 12 feet tall. All you boys were selected for our beautiful farm here. We produce a very special kind of milk, and we require wonderful boys like you to help us produce it. I think you will find this experience the most joyful of your life. Before I take you into the barn and get you set up for your first milking, I'd like all of you to drink from the relaxing lemonade I've prepared for you on the table. Go ahead, darlings. Drink. Drink up. Like all the other boys, you sheepishly grab a glass of lemonade from the table. You try not to stare at me as you can't believe what I look like or how I tower over you. You nervously drink from the lemonade. It tastes cool and relaxing. You feel my hand gently grasp your shoulder as I say to you, "Good boy." I sway down the length of the table saying, "Good boy, good boy, good boy," to all the other males after they've taken their drink. You start to feel lightheaded as you hear doors open and you turn to see 10 or 20 so giantesses enter the room, their high heels clicking smoothly against the floor as they saunter in around all the males. You must be dreaming, you think. This can't be real. Nothing feels real anymore as your legs begin to wobble underneath you. Your vision begins to blur and you fall backwards into my arms, which hold you effortlessly. You look up at my face, barely visible between my massive breasts, as I look down at you and gently say, "I've got you, baby, I've got you. Go to sleep, little one." You fall into a deep sleep. You awake some time later. You are dimly aware of some strange hydraulic sounds in the background, pumping slowly. You also think you can hear various muffled moans and cries all around you. You finally open your eyes to the sharp clicking sounds of my high heels against the tiled floor. "Wake up, my little darlings. Wake up. Good boys. Well, you all look so delicious. Sorry about drugging your drinks, dear, but it was necessary to get you all set up for the milking without any fuss. You may notice that it's difficult to move. That's because you have all been securely fastened in your latex cow suits. They are colored black and white, just like cows, and you all look so cute in them. You will notice that they bend your arms and legs at the elbows and knees and make it quite difficult to move around in them. You are all suspended by ropes that leave you dangled a few feet above the ground. You also will notice that you have ball gags fastened around your mouths. This is to prevent any annoying little words to come from your mouth, and to keep your cries and whimpers down at an acceptable volume. I'm afraid that you have all come here under false pretenses. We do not require you to milk cows for us. You are the cows, little darlings, and we shall be milking you." You frighteningly look around to see all the other males restrained and suspended just like you. Even more shocking, you see that the cow suits are opened at the groins, and all the male's genitalia are hanging out, naked and exposed. You see the giantesses all begin to sit on stools by each male, and you notice me slowly saunter over to your side and sit down. Hello, dear. Ready for your first milking?
Shh, don't try to talk, honey. That ball gag in your mouth makes it impossible. Just relax as I spread some cream on your balls. That's it. This cream will be absorbed by your scrotum and will induce your testicles to make lots of wonderful milk for us. That's your role now, dear. Just to make milk for us. We giantesses survive on it, you see. It makes us big and strong. So you serve a very useful purpose, dear. I can feel your balls start to expand and fill up with the cream. Good boy. I can tell you will be a very good cowboy for us. Your balls will produce more semen than you ever thought possible, and they will fill up nice and big, just like a cow udder. I can see them, honey. Your udder is just rolling and expanding in my hand. Good boy. Aww. What's this? Am I hearing muffled whimpers come from that ball gag of yours? Is it your balls, little one? Have they gotten too big? Oh, I know, baby. I know. You little boys get so nervous and afraid when your balls get big like this. There's so much tension in there, isn't there? Oh, poor baby. Would you like to release that tension, honey? Would you like to feel that tension explode out of you in rope after rope of white milk? Shh, I know, baby, I know. I know. That's what Mommy is here for. To help you get out all of that milk that's causing so much pain in your swollen little balls. Feel my hand, honey. Feel it cradle your little penis in my soft palm. Mommy's hand is so big and warm and soft, isn't it? Yes, it is. I'm going to coddle and nurture that little penis in the palm of my hand, running it back and forth and back and forth. Doesn't that feel nice, honey? And that little udder of yours is growing, dear. Yes, it's nuzzling and hardening in my palm. Oh, it's so cute, honey. What an adorable little member. Would you like me to close my whole fist around it and make a soft tunnel to swallow up your little penis? Aw, I'll take those short little whimpers as a yes. Good boy. It feels so nice in my hand. Do you know that I have been milking boys like you for many years, precious? That's right. I know I don't look it, but I've been alive for several centuries. It's your milk, dear. It's boy's milk that makes us so big and strong and long-lived. So you see, I have very expert hands, dear. They know just how to nurture you and coddle you and stroke you and milk you. And make you scream as you explode and pump and pump and pump all of that wonderful cream out of you. Oh, what is it, dear? Did that boy's muffled scream over to the right startle you? Oh, it's okay, honey. It's okay. You're just going to have to get used to that, dear. Milkings can be very intense here in the barn, especially when you've been milked all day long by a machine. That's right, dear. We also use milking machines on your penis to milk you. That boy to the right has probably had 5 or 6 ejaculations already today. And his poor little penis is very sore and hurting him so. That's why I started you out with my hands, honey. Just giving you a little comfort before you are attached to the milking machine and drained all day long. Shh, stop that squirming, honey. You can't escape from your little cow suit and its restraints. Don't think about that scary milking machine. Just concentrate on my hand pumping your penis up and down and up and down. Yes, it feels so good, doesn't it? Yes, I know, baby. I've heard those helpless little whimpers many times before. I do love it. Stroking you helpless males in my experienced hands.
You're all the same in the end. You're all hopeless little boys that need to be milked. But I can't milk you all day long, honey. I have a life to live and things to do. That's why we put the milking machines on you boys, so we can go off and enjoy the rest of the day. But if you are a good boy, and you don't try to resist or make a fuss, then I can promise you that you will get a loving hand job by me or any other beautiful mommies once a day. Doesn't that sound wonderful, dear? Yes, yes it does. You will so look forward to your loving hand job once a day. It will be such a nice respite from that scary milking machine. You see, the milking machine doesn't care about how you feel. It's not soft or nurturing and understanding like mommy's hand is. No, the milking machine is very robotic. It just pumps and pumps and pumps you at several different speeds until you explode uncontrollably into it. It lets you rest for a few minutes, and then it pumps and pumps and pumps you all over, forcing you to get hard again and come frantically in it. That just goes on for hours, dear. It's very intense. Pump and pump and pump, making you shoot and shoot and shoot. And it will make your little penis very sore. Your orgasms in the milking machine will be just as much searing pain as pleasure, I'm afraid. Oh, poor baby. You look so scared. It's okay, honey. Mommy's got you, dear. Mommy's got you. Your little penis is safe in Mommy's loving hand, compassionately stroking it up and down, nice and slow for my baby. You will remember to be a good boy for me, won't you? You will remember to always do what I or the other mommies tell you to do, won't you? Good boy. Because if you do, you will get a loving hand job every day, and your painful time in the milking machine will be lessened. What's this, honey? You're shaking. Is it your swollen balls, dear? Have they filled up too much? Poor baby. Oh, yes, I can feel how swollen they are. You are dying to release all that painful tension, aren't you? Shh, shh, stop all the crying, baby. Try to be a brave boy for me. Yes, I know. I know, baby, I know your balls hurt you so. You just want to come so badly into Mommy's hand, don't you? Poor baby. Would you like Mommy to release all that tension for you, dear? Would you? Oh, so many whimpers. I'll take that as a yes. Here we go, baby. Mommy is pumping your little penis for release. I've got a shiny new bucket right underneath you, and I'm going to make you spray your wonderful milk into it. Would you like that, baby? Just feel yourself shoot and shoot inside Mommy's big, soft hand. Yes, I know you will. Feel how tight my fist is around you, dear. It's the tightest tunnel you've ever felt, pumping up and down that little helpless penis of yours. Oh, it feels so tight to come into, doesn't it? Don't worry. You will come into it. I guarantee it. Look at my little baby's body shake so. You want to come so badly, don't you, baby? You want to come for Mommy? Do you want to come for Mommy, baby? Yes, I know, baby. I know. Mommy's going to make you come, precious. Mommy's going to make you come right now. Just listen to my voice and obey me. Shoot. 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 That's it, baby. Shoot. Shoot. Oh, you are spurting out so much milk. Good boy. Very nice. That's it, baby, that's it. I'm stroking out what's left in your balls, honey. Oh, so many screams and whimpers. I know, baby, I know it's very intense. You will get used to it, dear. This is your life now.
You will have to get used to it. Yes, I know. I know your little penis is very sensitive.
I know.
Oh, so much crying. Almost done, honey. You've been such a good boy for me. Such a little trooper. I know you're going to make a fine addition here at the barn for the rest of your life. There we go, baby. All done. Good boy. Just try to breathe slow now and relax. Just relax. Shh. That's it. Good boy. All right, honey. I'm going to put the milking machine on you now.
Don't squirm like that. You still want Mommy to give you a handjob tomorrow, don't you?
You don't know it now, but you will. Oh, you will. The milking machine won't start immediately. It has to first apply the cream to your balls to get them to produce more milk. So, you have a few minutes rest, dear. Be a strong, brave boy for me, and try not to scream too much in the milking machine, okay? It makes other little boys scared. See you tomorrow, little one. And with that, I leave you as you hear my high heels click, click, click against the cold tiled floor. You are left tied up in your restraints with a familiar and scary tingling beginning in your balls from the cream. And you wonder how long of a rest you will get before the milking machine puts you through your daily ordeal.